Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
He's looking at you, kid.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Here's Johnny.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
Hello, welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. A bit different this week. Now, when a song becomes a staple of film and television, like Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye, it often takes on new life as an audio meme repeatedly used by filmmakers to heighten a scene's emotional impact or highlight pivotal story developments. Well, some of them aren't as prevalent as you think they are, but these are the 10 songs that have appeared the most times. And we're going to count them down from number 10. And at number 10, do you remember the song that we call Escape? Well, in fact, we know it better as the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes. Now, this was featured in Guardians of the Galaxy, Shrek, Grown Ups, and The Nice Guys. It also appears in shows like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and Better Call Saul. Let's have a listen. Number 10 in our countdown of the most used themes on TV and movies. Well, a joint number 8 is a tie, I just said. It's Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye. Now, this has appeared in High Fidelity, the Garfield movie, and Onward, and TV shows like 9-1-1 and Dancing with the Stars. It's been used for both romantic and humorous purposes, often to evoke a mood or a specific comedic moment. Great piece of music, too. Marvin Gaye.
Ooh.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Welcome back to The Director's Cut. Bit different this week, and I said that they were joint number eight. Well, Walking on Sunshine from Katrina and the Waves has also appeared in 38 films and TV shows. These include The Secret of My Success, American Psycho and High Fidelity. It also appears in films such as Bean, Herbie, Fully Loaded and Ella Enchanted. Well, on television, the song has been featured in shows like The Big Bang Theory, The Goldbergs and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I think I know who that is, but anyway, here it is. Joint 8, Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves. Number eight there, Walking on Sunshine from Katrina and the Waves. Well, a joint six is in place now. 39 films and TV appearances for Thub Thumping from Chumbawamba. Yep. Surprise, surprise. Well, Dirty Work, Fanboys, Champions, and Y2K, and the TV series Chuck, The Crown, would you believe? And I Get Knocked Down, the film. It also appears in the 2023 video game Fortnite Festival. And here they are. Chumbawamba and Tub Thumping, joint number six, appearing in 39 film and TV shows. We'll be right back. Joint number 6 for Chumbawamba and Tub Thumping. We'll be back on the other side with one of my favourites in the list here on the Director's Cut Special Edition.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back to the Director's Cut as we sort of count down the top 10 songs that appear in movies. Well, at joint number 6 is this one. Great, great one. One of my favourites. September from Earth, Wind and Fire. 39 themes and TV appearances. It's used in Trolls, Night at the Museum and Polar. Other notable appearances include Get Over It, Robot Dreams, Backish, and The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder. Well, a less common jazz standard September song has been featured in September Affair, the TV series Smash. Well, my most notable use was in the movie Intouchables, a French true-life film that admirably showcased the music of Earth, Wind and Fire in some highly charged scenes. Check it out. You'll love it. And here it is. And this is an extended version of September from Earth, Wind and Fire. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Earth, Wind & Fire and the classic September song. Well, at number five is a track that I'm not that familiar with from Maisie Starr. This is called Fade Into You. Now, this has appeared in 41 film and TV appearances. She's in films like Starship Troopers, Lord of War and End of Watch. Series like Gilmore Girls, CSI Crime Scene Investigations, Yellow Jackets and American Horror Story. Well, it has become a popular choice for dramatic or emotional scenes across different genres and eras of television and film, even in Desperate Housewives and numerous appearances in the CSI franchises. Here she is, Maisie Starr, Fade Into You, number five after 41 film and TV appearances. Well done. Fading to You, Missy Starr, at number five. And at four, here's Coldplay. 42 films and TV appearances, including The OC, The Newsroom, as well as the animated film Abominable. Other shows where the song has appeared include Cold Case, Brothers and Sisters, don't know much about that, and Scrubs. And here we go with number four, Coldplay and Fix You. Soprano voice time.
When you try your best guess, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it be worse? Lights will guide you home.
Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back. Well, at number three is one of the most memorable songs of all time from Etta James, At Last. It's appeared in 49 film and TV shows. Films include Pleasantville, Rain Man, Days of Summer, as well as television series like The Simpsons, The Good Place, and Chuck. Well, the song is a popular choice for moments of love or triumph, appearing in scenes such as wedding sequences or major celebrations. The song was featured in the 2008 movie Cadillac Records, sung by Beyoncé, and that's coming soon to the Director's Cut. So here we are at number three, the beautiful Etta James, At Last. James at number three, At Last. Well, number two is we sort of move into sort of the pop stuff now, a bit more contemporary, I suppose you can say. It's Push It from Salt and Pepper. There's 50 films and TV appearances. It appeared in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Office, King of the Hill, and The Challenge. It was also used in the 2020 revival of Supermarket Sweep and a scene in the Boss Baby Family Business. Well, it's fun. Here we go. Salt and Pepper and their Push It. Number two in our countdown of the most used music.
Pushing. to get pissed. Can't you hear the music pumping hard like I wish you would? Now push it. Push it good. Push it real good. Push it.
Salt and Pepper at number two. Well, I won't tell you number one just yet because I'm going to give you all the 10 again information. I think it's worthwhile we're doing it. I was going to actually put some music behind me, but I can't be bothered. And number 10, Escape, the Pina Colada song at number eight. Joint number eight is Let's Get It On, 38 film appearances. Joint number eight, Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves, also 38 films and TV shows. And number six, Tied Again, Tump Thumping from Chumbawamba, 39 films and TV appearances. And at joint number six, September, Earth, Wind and Fire, 39 films and TV appearances. And number five, It's Fade Into You from Mazzy Star, 41 films and TV appearances. And at four, Coldplay and Fix It, 42 films. And at three, at last, Etta James, 49 appearances. And number two, it is Push It, Salt and Pepper, 50 films and TV appearances. So we've arrived at the number one track. This is Montel Jordan. This is How We Do It. I remember this. Well, it's appeared in Shaun of the Dead, House Party, That 90s Show, American Reunion, Fresh Off the Boat, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. A lot of these songs seem to appear in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Well, the song also appeared in the trailers for Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and Deadpool and Wolverine. And a different version was included in the Ali G India House soundtrack. Here it is. Thank you very much for listening today, and we're going to have a little bonus towards the end because we've got a bit of time left.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys in Kanai. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, I'm kinda buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the crack in the old school bag.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. All hands are in the air and wave on from here to there. If you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got your money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a 6-4. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, I'm kind of buzzed, it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track, bring the old school back.
This is how we do it.
upon a time in 94. Montel make no money and life show us slow. And all they said was 6'8 he stood. And people thought the music that he made was good. Delivered DJ and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash. Sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing for fun.
This is how we do it.
Dancing to dancing like no.
Number one in our top 10 countdown of the most used songs in movies and TV shows. We're going to go out, excuse me, with a bonus. This is a scene from Cadillac Records, which we will be featuring on the Director's Cut this coming week and next weekend, that is. And this is absolutely, I think this is beautiful. This is Beyoncé, who plays Etta James, singing the song I'd Rather Go Blind, as she talks with the guy known as Leonard Chess, played by Adrian Brody, who basically put Chess music together and explaining how it all came about and why. And enjoy the music. Take care. Bye for now. And thanks, as always, to my colleagues, Mally and Eamon, for helping me put the show together.
Working on something behind my back now, huh? Uh-huh. What happened to trusting me?
I know what you've been doing.
Yeah, what?
You gonna sell the company.
You know, back when I started this, nobody let a black man do what I got done. Doors weren't open. Now they are. Time to move on.
You're gonna be missing out.
Don't think I know that.
So you mean to tell me this could be the last time I sang a song for you?
Better make it good.
They don't get no better. Y'all ready?
And baby, baby, I'd rather be blind. Savage had a hold on Lynn. He just wouldn't let him leave. He had a heart attack before he could turn.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.